Why do you think he removes their skins, Agent Starling? Thrill me with your acumen.
It excites him. Most serial killers keep some sort of trophies from their victims.
I didn't.
No.
No, you ate yours.
You guys are lonely, I'm telling you. Unbelievable.
You don't know where I've been, Lou.
Oh, my God.
You don't know where I've been.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Not what it looks like.
Why are you wearing that?
Like you don't know.
Hey, I'm not the one who's got to bend over the table.
Hey, this is official police business.
Carl, what are you doing here? Where is Jewel?
Okay, Randy, you got to believe me. It was just that one time with me and Jewel, I swear.
One time? What do you mean, one time?
One time.
You're lying. She never let you touch her.
Yeah, not like you, her boyfriend. You believe that? This guy calls himself Jewel's boyfriend.
I'm warning you.
Where is she?
I was expecting her here any minute.
You were not, Jewel.
Okay, well, no, why do you think I was back here dressed like this for Halloween?
Jewel. No, you dressed like that because you're a perverted cousin.
Wait a minute. We got to find her.
You are violating a restraining order and are under arrest, mister.
You don't understand. Someone is coming here to kill her.
Him?
Huh? No.
Which one of you homos killed my brother?
I'm not gay. I don't know.
Shut up! I understand the man that killed my brother, Utah. He lives here, and I'm not leaving till I kill him. Now, which one of you was it? I said... Which one of you was it?
I'm an attorney. I'm sure you and your brother were very close. That's good. Avenging his death, wanting to avenge his death, that's admirable. I mean, who doesn't understand that? But as a lawyer, an officer of the court, if you will.
What the hell?
You want to explain to me what you're doing looking through the window of my house? Give me your gun.
I lost my dog. Came off his lead.
$357 for that?
Well, it's a rough neighborhood. Jewel. You should know that. Look at these guys.
Swimming against the current on this one, legally speaking. But you gotta think about the fact that if you kill all three of us, you will be adding, and I'm just guessing here, a second and possibly third strike to your record, which would be heading you to some very serious prison time.
You? I'll kill just for annoying me. Now, I would appreciate if the man that killed my brother Utah would step forward and take responsibility for their actions, or I will have no other choice than to kill all you damn village people. Now, somebody better damn well start talking.
Comes I do not want this. I do not want this. Don't you tell me how I feel. Don't you tell me how I feel. Don't you tell me how I feel. You don't know just how I feel.
Number 16 wins at the lucky number. There you are, young man. Sorry you didn't get a better one. Here we go. Let's see what comes up. Well, well, if he isn't the lucky guy. 00. Two shots for the brighter one. Folks, this is the best game of all.
We still have the wild card.
Oh, that's easy. First, we got to beat Oakland or Anaheim on the road. And we got to play the Yankees in the House of Pain. Why don't we inflict this on ourselves?
Why? I'll tell you why. The Red Sox never let you down.
Huh?
That's right. Why? Because they haven't won a World Series in a century or so? So what? They're here. Every April, they're here. But 1-5 or 7-5, there is a game. If it gets rained out, guess what? They make it up to you. Does anyone else in your life do that? Red Sox don't get divorced. This is a real family. This is the family that's here for you. You know, I don't ask her to give up her family, do I? Come on, let's get some runs! Let's get some runs! You know the best part?
Seen a vampire?
No.
Well, first of all, they're not romantic, all right? It's not like they're a bunch of fucking fags hopping around in rented formal wear and seducing everybody in sight with cheesy Eurotrash accents, all right? Forget whatever you've seen in the movies. They don't turn into bats. Crosses don't work. Garlic? You want to try garlic? You stand there with garlic around your neck, one of these buggers will bend you fucking over and take a walk up your Strata Chocolata while he's sucking the blood out of your neck, all right? And they don't sleep in coffins lined in taffeta. You want to kill one, you drive a wooden stake right through his fucking heart. Sunlight turns him into crispy critters. Got it? See?
Let us now sing, hey, sing. Nothing more than the party crasher himself. And I'm ready to crash some more parties. You know, I embarrass Flair like I always say now. And I can't think of a better thing to do right now than to party some more. So, Flair, I know you're in the building somewhere, so let me show you what a real party is all about. Oh! Come on, show me. See what you got, Ricky, baby. Get in my face.
I guess he doesn't want to come.
He's not here somewhere.
You walk around. I guess Rick might, you think maybe he's afraid of you?
Oh, I can imagine he's probably doing just a little bit of sweating back there. He'll probably end up... Same old story, same old
tired of coming out here. I don't have any champagne in my hand. There's no...
You got a problem, pal, and what we have, and this phrase is overused, you have got a failure to understand, my friend, that you don't walk out here in front of the whole world. You keep your mouth shut, punk. You don't walk out here in front of the whole world and for 1 second try and intimate that you think you're ready for me. I will make that decision. I've said it 1,000 times. I'm Ric Flair. I'm the world champion. You are a puffed up, nothing happening, overstuffed punk from the gym that doesn't know what it is. Don't wear alligator shoes. You understand? To wear custom men clothes. To ride limousines. To have the whole world at your feet because you're the best there is. So you don't ever make a mistake of walking out here and implying that you can be where I've been for 5 years. I'm the world champion, brother, and I'm addressing you as a punk whose mother and father didn't have the brains or the knowledge or the class in this life to even give you a name. Sting, what kind of a name?
Well, Jim Ross, David Crockett, pandemonium has broken loose there. Look at the Sting. Stinger's got him up high over his head. Flair insulted the Sting, let him have with everything in the book. And finally, Sting could not handle it any longer. And now he is trying to manhandle the heavyweight champion of the world. And he is doing it. And here come the Horsemen at the summons of J.J. Dillon. The Horsemen are out. We're talking about Anderson, Blanchard, Flair, and now Windham, Luger. They're all in there. And it is pandemonium. All six in the ring going at it. The three young lions of professional wrestling, Luger, Windham, and Sting against the four Horsemen. Flair over the top. The Horsemen are gone. They're out of the ring. The heavyweight champion of the world is livid at Sting. Flair is beside himself here. He went with a chair. The chair taken away from him. The Horsemen held in vain. This is a very volatile situation. Windham, Luger, and Sting and the four Horsemen. The blood is boiling hot right here. We got to go. No chair.
Oh,
All right, here at WrestleMania 7, ladies and gentlemen, it's Superstars and Stripes Forever. Joining me now, a superstar who makes his living on the fact that nothing, absolutely nothing, lasts forever. I'm talking, of course, about The Undertaker, along with his manager, Paul Bearer. Hey, what do you say, guys? How about this celebration we're having here today, huh? Isn't it great? A great day to be alive, wouldn't you say? This guy must be tall. I'm 6'3". I can't get over it. Now, what are you doing with that measuring tape? Huh?
38.
Oh, come on now. Look, you don't have to take any measurements. I know we're all getting older, but...
33.
Hey, you know, these guys are serious, aren't you? I think he's serious. Ah, boy. Listen, we're...
27.
But this is a live show. We're dying out here. We really should talk a little bit about, you know, your urn and who's in it and what's going on here. I played some dead rooms before. I hope Alex Trebek is going to have a better time than me. Alex, how you doing? I got to get out of here now.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie, spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Working man.
And women too.
I get all the taste, brother. yo.
Hello, Jeff.
What are you doing in my crib?
You sent two assholes to do Cody, and they blew it. I paid you half. I want it back.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get that money back myself. I had to front the whole purchase to get my people to do their thing. So I ain't got it no more.
Well, then, you better try and shit 40 grand, because I ain't leaving without it.
I owe you, Cody. Next time, there'll be no fuck-up.
What next time? He's in protective custody.
Yeah. protective custody don't mean shit to me. The man's dead.
In a pig's ass.
Want my paper, Jeff? I can't afford to have it circulating right now.
And I told you I don't have it.
Get it.
Now look, my man. I told you I don't have what you're looking for. So why don't you make it easy on yourself? Just shag your ass out of my crib. Now you be a printer. Go get some ink. And start printing some more of that shit.
What's happening, fella?
Yeah, you asshole!
Contract with me, Jeff. No, I don't know whether you're into it.
Howie.
But you're gonna have to suck on this until you give me back my paper.
Jack Daniels, if you please. Knock me to my knees. You're the only friend there has ever been that didn't do me wrong. My baby's gone. Cigarettes and whiskey. Call my shaking hand. I just lost a lover to a one-night stand. Something temporary. Said it couldn't last, a bridge it could burn. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You're the only friend there has ever been that didn't do me wrong. Jack Daniels, if you please. To my knees. You can kill this pain. It's driving me insane since my baby's gone. Promises were broken. Dreams were left to die. Empty words were spoken. Tears were in our eyes. Something temporary. Those tears will fade away. Do the best you can. Help me understand these games that people play. Jack Daniels, if you please. Knock me to my knees. You're the only friend has ever been that didn't do me wrong. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain. It's driving me insane since my baby's gone.
Hilldale. Nothing but a breeding ground for tranks, lobos, and zip heads.
Yeah, they ought to tear this whole place down.
Welcome home, oh. Jennifer.
You all right? You got a little tranked, but I think you can walk.
Ma'am, you should reprogram. It's dangerous to enter without lights on.
Lights on?
Yes. Now look, just take it easy and you'll be fine. And be careful in the future.
The future?
Have a nice day, Mrs. McFly.
Broadcasting beautiful views 24 hours a day. You're tuned to the Scenery Channel.
I'm in the future. I get married in the chapel? Oh, love?
Mom? Mom, is that you?
I gotta get out of here.
Mom? Mom, is that you?
How's Granddad's little pumpkin?
How did you do that? How did he do that?
Oh, out on the golf course.
Are you folks home yet? I brought pizza for everyone.
Oh, who's gonna eat all that?
Oh, I will.
Sitting all alone now. I took my ticket to ride.
Grayskull will become mine for eternity.
Our lifelong battle is ending at last in the only way it could.
Holosphere standing by.
When the great eye opens, the people of Eternia shall see you kneeling to me just before you die.
I'll never kneel to you.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Or I shall wreak unforgettable harm upon you.
Yeah.
there's too many places I've got to see. If I stay with you, girl, things just couldn't be the same. 'Cause I'm as free as a bird now. Yeah. And a bird you'll never change. Oh, 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 oh. And this bird cannot change. And this bird you cannot change. Lord knows I can't change.
We'll play it for Dwayne Allman. Play it pretty. Lord knows I'm to blame.